You're listening to the sounds of Dicey Radio, getting ready to bomb the base.
Dicey is Europe's biggest arms fair, and where better to host it than in Britain, Europe's biggest arms dealers. From pistols and leg irons to cluster bombs and napalm, if they make it, somebody will buy it. All this is made possible thanks to the generous support of the Department of Defence and you, the British taxpayer. In 2001, Dicey confirmed its position as one of the leading arms fairs in the world, with 664 exhibitors from 21 countries. The hypocrisy of government controls and a continued industry drive to provide shareholder value often encourages arms supplies to both sides in areas of conflict, such as India and Pakistan, Angola and Uganda, thereby fanning the flames of war. And Arms continue to be sold to regimes with atrocious human rights records, such as Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Colombia. The cost of military budgets to many countries attending DICEY has vast implications for the ongoing development of education, health and social amenities. So you can make a killing. The last DICEY exhibition took place over the 11th of September 2001, the day of the attacks on America. While many businesses around the world closed, the arms fair stayed open. For three more days, countries including America, Israel and 14 different Arab nations continued to shop side by side for weapons.
Whoa, careful there, Annie Oakley.
I don't have to be careful, I got a gun.
Well, you'll probably want the accessory kit, holster.
Oh yeah.
Bandolier.
Baby.
Silencer.
Mm-hmm.
Loudener. Speed cocker.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
And this is for shooting down police helicopters.
Oh, I don't need anything like that. Yet. Just give me my gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
5 days? But I'm mad now.
Yeah.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
Yeah, well, you don't.
That's big shit.
Want guns? We've got guns. All the latest models at incredible prices. Need finance? No problem. Thanks to the British government's Credit Export Guarantee Department, you can buy now, pay never. Whatever your problem, civil unrest, border disputes, counterinsurgents, wrestlers, natives, we've got the answer and no questions asked. This offer is not subject to status. Your country's economic stability may be at risk if future governments attempt to keep up with repayments.
I don't know what you did or who you dealt with. We'd like you to do it again. Mrs. DeVoto has told us a good deal about you.
Yes, I also told him about your tank deal with the Sudanese, the Honduran submarine sale, and the heavy artillery transfer to the Rhodesians.
Starting Wednesday, every major arms manufacturer in the world and every buyer of importance from 45 countries will be at the bomb show. I want the peacemaker sold before the end of the show head. Think of what you'd be doing if you're successful. You'll be putting bread on the tables of 20,000 families at Luckup alone. Plus the families of 10,000 or so subcontractors. This one sale will mean jobs and prosperity. An oasis of employment. This is not just a sale, Ed. It's a struggle for the livelihood of your community and your country. It's a hell of a responsibility, Ed. But I get the feeling you're one hell of a guy.
What's my end, Hank?
You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. Your message is clear like a hole in the head. All is light. Somehow I wonder if all this is light. What must enlightenment feel like? You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. I felt water flowing all of my life. I feel my blood run coldly as I pay the price of a bullet for a soldier's gun. You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. I pay the wages, but I don't foot the bill of thy kingdom come. The wages of wealth are paid for by death when thy will is done. You arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers. My baby's crying, I'm crying too, here on earth. Tears may mean nothing to you, but here on my heaven they have their worth. You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. If death is your kingdom, your love and your story, I'll say never. Life is the wisdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. You arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers.
Sitting with a $300 million contract, which I figure has to be worth at least a couple of mil to yours truly. Hey, it's a hell of a way to make a living, but somebody's got to do it.
Oh, you! Shut your mouth and look at my wad! Loads of money!
This is a journey into money. Loads of money.
The answer is big business.
I know. It's loads of money.
The arms trade is big business. Global military expenditure and arms trade around the world amounts to $800 billion annually. The United States is the biggest dealer in weapons, making and selling nearly half of all weapons sold. Meanwhile, their own military budget of almost $400 billion is half the world's total. Despite the end of the Cold War, global arms sales have increased, with US manufacturers taking the lion's share of orders. Worldwide, arms sales are almost $40 billion, up from $34 billion in 1999. As world trade globalizes, so does the trade in arms. In order to make up the decline in traditional markets, the arms industry, with the help of their host governments, has been busy creating new markets. Sales of weapons to governments of four countries now account for over two-thirds of all arms sales.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
The arms trade is big business. The arms trade is big business. The arms trade is big business.
Sight through here.
As you can see, gentlemen, this is very simple to operate. You simply lock the target in sight, and the rest is, well, easy. Order forms are in the catalog, gentlemen. I hope we can do business together.
When the going gets tough, I learned never to underestimate the power of a demonstration.
Like a weapon now. Oh, oh, hey.
trades go for $400 over the counter. My price to you is you'll take $1,315.
You'd be forgiven for thinking, thanks to lazy reporting of the mainstream media, that it is illegal weapons of mass destruction that most threaten world peace. According to a report from Oxfam, in modern conflicts, over 80% of all casualties have been civilian, and 90% of those are caused by small arms. Small arms are often long life, low maintenance equipment, which means they are easily available and linger around years after conflicts have ended, thus preventing smooth transition into a more peaceful society. During the Cold War, many nations were flooded with small arms by powerful nations such as the USA and the former Soviet Union. The growing availability of small arms has been a major factor in the increase in the number of conflicts. It is estimated that there are around 500 million military small arms around the world.
Now, what we have here is an HK-91, 10.62 NATO rifle made by HK Industries of West Germany. It was used only once in the 68 Yemen Rebellion, and given the way things went, I doubt whether they got off more than a few rounds. It looks new. It is new. You got your 20-round mags, 900 rounds per minute firepower when fully automatic. This is a quality weapon all around, gentlemen. Optical sights here, telescopic, of course. Built-in wire cutters. You got a wire, you want to cut it, it's built right in here. Now, here's a little something I kind of enjoy. Let's say you've had a rough day of guerrilla warfare. The revolution's getting bogged down. You're hot, you're tired, you smell like you smell now. You need a little refreshment. This bottle opener on the side here will open bottles of all nationalities. My friends, I do believe that this is the weapon that will allow you to achieve your political objectives.
Oi, my chancellor, shout out! Where's my shout out? Watch it, I got shout out, master! I need it proper! Hey! It's one guy, it's one other man. It's one friend and it's one bottom man. So, why? Oh no, kill people, people kill people. But I'm up in a you want to defeat evil. Bad, still up in a you. And the wrong man, you're trouble, no way you want to do. Oh no, kill people, people kill people. But I'm up in a you want to defeat evil. Bad, still up in a you. And the wrong man, you're trouble, no way you want to do. Have to know the reason for gone. Fuck them one, now I can him, I run up and down. If you're bad, I want to make you know bad, I think son. You intimidate me, call me now run. Why would I be running over me, me? He gone no fight on me. Fuck that thing from me friend, coming on me enemy. Die by shooting, see them all laughing in me. I go out alone, shoot the man up in it. Run up in people, people kill people. What are your opinions, you know what on the fear is.
In 47, we absolutely
positively got
to kill every mother
in the world. Bad man, still no fear of you. I the wrong man, no trouble boy. What you wanna do? Have my experience with the max and the glass. Tryna be inside the studio, put the lyrics on track. If I die, if I try, I'll start tryna be last. What could I start? Could never stop. Big gun pound, we have with only one shot. Lightless body, no left, the fast part. Attack and device, water and top. Idiot, never wanna listen to the government and chat. Oh no, kill people, people kill people. What are you opinion? You do what to defeat evil. Bad man, still afraid of you. I the wrong man, you trouble no way you wanna do. Oh no, kill people, kill people. What are you opinion? You do what to defeat evil. Bad man, we no afraid of you. I the wrong man, you trouble why what you wanna do. Have to know the reason for gone. Fuck them one out, the animal run up and down. If you're bad, I can't make you know bad at Kingston. Don't intimidate me, can we now run? Me say, why would I be running over the minute? We gone no find a way. But then pray for me friend, now we no get enemy. Time by shooting, all of them up anyway. Hear me man, watch it now. I don't know kill people kill people. Fuck I open and you do what to the fear evil. Bad man, still afraid of you. I the wrong man, no trouble, no way you want to go. I don't know kill people kill people.
You're getting the shock and awe treatment from Dicey Radio. Risky business in the dark.
You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there'll be no more innocent bystanders. Yeah. Every time somebody gets shot, you be like, damn, he must have did something. Then they put $50,000 worth of bullets in his head. And people are safe before they kill somebody if a bullet costs $5,000. Man, I would blow your fucking head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job. I'm gonna start saving some money, and you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway.
I use the pen. This pen is mightier than a sword. But you always must keep a sword handy for when the pen fails. I sleep with a .44 Magnum under my pillow.
Come on. That's what everyone says. Is that true?
Uh-huh. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
In many conflict zones around the world, it is easier to obtain guns and ammunition than food and medicine. Civilians, having paid the price of a war, all too often suffer the further effects of easy access to weapons once the conflict is over. These effects include constant fear, denial of humanitarian assistance, and levels of weapons-related deaths and injury approaching those seen in wartime. In many parts of the world, the proliferation of small military-style weapons is out of control. Small arms are cheap, durable, and easy to use. Unlike major weapon systems, which require user training to be handled efficiently, an assault rifle can easily transform a schoolboy into an efficient killer. There is an abundance of suppliers around the world, and the hundreds of millions of such weapons in circulation can cause their prices to drop well below the cost of manufacture. In some countries, an assault rifle can be bought for less than $15, or a bag of maize. Until recently, however, little attention has been given to the human cost of the widespread availability of small arms. It is time to challenge the fatalistic acceptance of daily news reports of armed attacks on civilians as just a fact of life. Success in reducing the human cost of unregulated arms proliferation will depend on creating a sense of responsibility and accountability among those who provide weapons and among those who use them. These weapons serve as tools for implementing life and death decisions, and should no longer be treated as just another type of commercial commodity to be governed by the law of supply and demand.
Amongst the black and the gray shark. no more. We don't want no more. Can't take it no more. Why no good? No good, no good.
Live ammunition demonstration will take place on the firing range at
2. Anything you need, General? Maybe I can beat the price.
I love these companies.
Risky radio. Dicey business. Guaranteed. Someone somewhere. A splitting headache. Dicey business. A splitting headache.
I thought I was going to have an heart attack.
Know what I do when I feel like that?
What?
I fire a gun.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I go to this little firing range downtown, and I just pop off a few rounds.
I've never fired a gun before.
Well, you've got to try it. Nothing makes you feel more powerful. Well, almost nothing.
You sicken me.
He's a Hitler. You know, they find out, you know, Bush has been selling weapons to Iraq since whenever, and we knew that. I knew that during the Persian Gulf War. Those intelligence reports would come in. Iraq, incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do y'all know that? Well, we looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. For God and country, and he's a Hitler, and hey, look, a fetus, so whatever you need. Let's go!
Building missiles to fight a war. We're building missiles to preserve the peace, 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 the peace.
The biggest noise in the evening is Dicey Radio. Thank you.
that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness, what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Nigga, gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Have some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them living in. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
People killing, people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
On my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Just wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
People killing, people dying. Children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
Of the army stuff, which is the running, jumping, standing still, found you, flag, look, hat, you know, bang. I liked all that stuff. The gun thing, I like blowing up milk bottles, you know, kill the milk bottles, explode milk bottles. Yes, it seems fun. It's a thing of power in your hands. Because there's all this National Rifle Association and everyone in America is, I mean, 13-year-olds keep going out and they get hold of weapons by going to their grandfather's arsenal. I'll borrow the howitzer, the M16 machine gun, the Uzi. What the fuck's the grandfather doing? This kid down in Arkansas just helped himself to a ton of military weapons and went and blew away his school, you know. And there is they say the National Rifle Association says that guns don't kill people, people do. But I think the gun helps, you know. I think it helps. I just think just standing there going bang. That's not going to kill too many people, is it? You'd have to be really dodgy on the heart to have that. Bang, bang, boom, bang, ratatat, boom, bang. I think they should just try that, you know.
They're gonna rock and destroy. Make some bomb. Making the bomb. And you saw electronic components. The little chip set nowhere home in. I get a thrill going through my section when I give them my final inspection. Bomb. Making the world a nicer place. As it is. Making the world a nicer place for you and me. Making the bomb. Making the bomb.
Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its labourers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, The Chance for Peace, April 16, 1953.
The lunchtime whistle. I don't go out to eat. I'd rather stick around and polish a couple of cruise missiles.
Though I don't deny your right to hold a point of view, and I'll be the first one to agree that there are changes overdue. But don't you see, it isn't me that you should do. You're talking to somebody somewhere has the power, but nobody knows who. Only got a job to do, like at execs. Their excuses for the effect of what they spew, and report it to report it, though they know it isn't true. And the policemen who support it when they wave the convoy through, and the ones who lay the tarmac, and the captain and the crew, and the girl who packs the order, and the ones who join the queue to spend their wages on the cage if they have grown addicted. Like they never had a clue that there were torturers and traitors taking lives that never knew their mother's tenderness and all the joys of life that life gives you.
Now I'm being torn apart here, I don't know what way to turn!
It's kind of scary when you think the whole thing through. Somebody somewhere up to hold a full review. Tell them if they say kill, I'll kill. And if they say rob, I'll rob. And if you ask why, then I'll reply, hey, I'm only doing my job.
You're trying to ruin me.
Release the hounds.
Now here's a little item I think you might go for in a big way. Dragon Teeth Mines. Made in the U.S. and used successfully in Vietnam, I might add. These little honeys won't kill you, but they're guaranteed to take a foot off. Take a couple of samples, take them home, see if you like them, let me know how many you need, okay?
So,
goes boom, 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 big boom, yeah. Keep them wet with free iron or they're armed and they really shouldn't be moved around. Boom, that's right.
Dragon Teeth Mines.
phased plasma rifle in 40-watt range.
Cool.
The Uzi 9mm.
Cool.
You may fire when ready.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You sicken me.
When you absolutely, positively got to kill every mother in the world, except no substitutes.
Banging tunes on Dicey Radio. Stay tuned.
Happiness is a warm gun.
The town of Virgin, Utah has passed a law requiring all residents to own guns.
Displays the target he used to pass his shooting test. But the thing is, he can't see it. He's blind. Kerry has had a love affair with guns since he first got his hands on an M16 as a teenager.
I'm actually more comfortable with assault rifles.
This is horrible.
Please, 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 can't we think about this again?
I'm so sick of arming the world and then sending troops over to destroy the fucking arms. You know what I mean? We keep arming these little countries, then we go and blow the shit out of them. We're like the bullies of the world, you know? We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shame, throwing the pistol at the sheepherder's feet.
Pick it up.
I don't want to pick it up, mister. You'll shoot me. Mister, I don't want no trouble, huh? I just came downtown here to get some Hard Rock candy for my kids, some gingham for my wife. I don't even know what gingham is, but she goes through about 10 rolls a week of that stuff. I ain't looking for no trouble, mister.
You all saw him. He had a gun.
For my ever-growing army of the undead.
Sir, you have to let go of the button.
Oh, son of a bitch!
Jack Seaman, and I'm here to tell you about the good folks in Fairchild who make the A-10 Tank Buster. It's devastating firepower, outstanding search and strike capability, and unmatched penetration make it more effective than any high-speed fighter plane. The A-10 is a multi-mission defender that can be launched from a tiny airstrip or even a highway. When you're flying close support, you need all the maneuverability and survivability you can get. So why do I fly the A-10? On account of its kills. And that's the name of that tune.
The fun don't stop at Tidely. If you just can't get enough for the big boys' toys, don't strap. BAE Systems and the like invite you to Bet with Air Tattoos. Held every year, this isn't just a family day out. It's a chance for your friendly defense contractors to show off the latest military hardware and perhaps even secure a few deals.
Tiger Shark, the F-20, boasting the world's fastest-thinking avionics, the best dogfighter in the world. The Mirage, an interceptor attack aircraft that combines power with smart looks, available in a choice of colors. Invulnerable to all enemy defenses, providing superior range, speed, accuracy, and kill power. The B-1A, the world's newest bomber, manufactured by Rockwell International.
After firing, the gunner has only to keep the crosshairs trained on the target. Super weapons, the newest weapons of the world. Fighting mechanisms representing the crystallization of the cream of contemporary science and man's intellect. Each and every single one of them is alive and on station today throughout the world, taking a dramatic step forward towards tomorrow.
Each gun makes lots of battle sounds. Just press the trigger and listen.
This sounds like a gun battle over there.
Is it real? Looks like real. It sounds like real.
Right. The sound of power, military, and Western rifles by Mark.
I knew the baby star has enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us that the people should have known? Five little salt peacekeepers when there ain't a kill. Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate. War is peace. No is yes. You're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. They tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the mothers all peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer, the time is coming soon, when the blind remove their blinders, and the teeth that speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why when there's so many of us, there are people still alone? When there ain't to kill, why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
Well, it's been quite a week in Albert Square on BBC One as Pat and Peggy went head-to-head. Frank and Roy go bumper-to-bumper. Unmissable. EastEnders.
We've got a bit of company down the Queen Vic this week.
I'm listening, it better be good, sir.
They're a well-armed firm. I think they must be some of Grant's old mates.
Oh, I see.
They've got some tasty-looking shooters, women and all.
I'm going to have to get another little snifter.
You'll need more than a pony if you want to look round their lock-up, mind.
What you got in there? Some sort of dumb.
Still... They ain't fussy about where you cop your wedge. I'll do business with any kind of despicable scum. Even Ian Beale. They don't give a monkey's what kind of nutter you might be neither. Old Ronnie and Reggie was nothing compared with some of their customers.
Were you trying to make me look some sort of double yoker?
Nah. Just cough up a few sobs and the goods are yours. No questions asked. Know what I mean, Squire?
You're listening to Risky Radio. Dicey. This week's big noise in the East End.
Now it's time for a brief history of the United States of America.
Boring.
Hi, boys and girls. Ready to get started? Once upon a time, there were these people in Europe called pilgrims, and they were afraid of being persecuted. So they all got in a boat and sailed to the New World where they wouldn't have to be scared ever again.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
I feel so much safer.
But as soon as they arrived, they were greeted by savages, and they got scared all over again. So they killed them all. Now, you'd think wiping out a race of people would calm them down, but no. Instead, they started getting frightened of each other.
Witch!
So they burned witches. In 1775, they started killing the British so they could be free. And it worked. But they still didn't feel safe. So they passed a Second Amendment which said every white man could keep his gun.
I loves my gun. Loves my gun.
Which brings us to the genius idea of slavery. You see, boys and girls, the white people back then were also afraid of doing any work. So they went to Africa, kidnapped thousands of black people, brought them back to America, and forced them to work very hard for no money. And I don't mean no money like
I work at Walmart and make no money.
I mean $0. Nothing. Not a zip. Doing it that way made the USA the richest country in the world. So did having all that money and free help calm the white people down? No way. They got even more afraid. That's because after 200 years of slavery, the black people now outnumbered the white people in many parts of the South. Well, you can pretty much guess what came next. The slaves started rebelling. There were uprisings. An old master's head got chopped off. And when white people heard of this, they were freaking out and going, oh, no, hell, don't kill me, big black man. Well, just in the nick of time came Samuel Colt, who in 1836 invented the first weapon ever that could be fired over and over without having to reload. And all the Democrats were like, yee-haw! But it was too late. The North soon won the Civil War and the slaves were freed. Yep, they were free now to go chop all the old master's heads off. And everybody was like, oh no, we're gonna die. But the freed slaves took no revenge. They just wanted to live in peace. But you couldn't convince the white people of this. So they formed the Ku Klux Klan. And in 1871, the same year the Klan became an illegal terrorist organization, another group was founded, the National Rifle Association. Soon politicians passed one of the first gun laws, making it illegal for any black person to own one. It was a great year for America. The KKK and the NRA. Of course, they had nothing to do with each other, and this was just a coincidence. One group legally promoted responsible gun ownership, and the other group shot and lynched black people. And that's the way it was all the way to 1955, when a black woman broke the law by refusing to move to the back of the bus. White people just couldn't believe it.
Why won't they move?
What's going on, man? All hell broke loose. Black people everywhere started demanding their rights, and white people had a major freaking field meltdown. And they were all like, run away! And they did. They all ran fleeing to the suburbs where it was all white and safe and clean. And they went out and bought a quarter of a billion guns and put locks on the doors, alarms in the houses, and gates around the neighborhoods. And finally, they were all safe and secure and snug as a bug. And everyone lived happily ever after.
We're armed and they're armed. Yay! It's in the Constitution. It says you have the right to bear arms or the right to arm bears, whatever the hell you want to do. National Rifle Association says you have the right to have armor-piercing bullets if you're a hunter. Why? How many deer wear a bulletproof vest? Is there one big deer out there going, I'm ready for your ass? Come on, give it your best shot. Let's party! They're all armed. Here in New York, at least you don't get a lot of handguns. In California, everybody's got handguns.
Even ladies who are just carrying 22s, this makes a small hole.
I got tired of carrying my mace because I used to mix it up with my breath pressure and go, oh, there goes the day. Now, in England, if you commit a crime, the police don't have a gun and you don't have a gun. So if you commit a crime, it's stop. or I'll say stop again. But here, everybody knows we are armed, and it's escalating. Pretty soon it's going to be, I built this cruise missile to stop those damn kids from playing ZZ Top, you know what I'm saying? And the next thing you know, it's Road Warrior on the freeways. People with twin 50 caliber machine guns mounted in the front of the Chevrolet going, look, Helen, a slow Chinese driver. You think you've got him, but he's in front of you going, no, you don't, you're wonton at all. Flamethrower in the trunk. And one little old lady with a grenade launcher and a Volkswagen bus going, make my day.
Part of the process of shutting him down is to educate the people first. In order to educate the people, we have to have access to the media. And in order to do that, we got to seize the airwaves. But until we do that, and until we shut him down, and here's a song about what's probably going to continue to happen. The CIA is pushing crack in the ghettos of L.A. while the food crops in Colombia get sprayed by the DEA. The FBI is reading your email with something called the carnivore while the rich are getting richer and the poor are staying poor. They're launching nuclear-powered ships up into space. One little accident could wipe out half the human race. They're putting radioactive waste into your silverware or maybe your toaster or perhaps your wheelchair. The Air Force is bombing Iraq every other day. They don't like the government, so the children have to pay. And the ozone hole is spreading. The sheep are going blind, while the U.S. spends more on arms than the rest of the world combined. Journalists are getting fired from San Jose to Atlanta when they write about reality. Not a fluff piece for Fanta. A death threat every week. And sometimes life is short when the truth is too dangerous for someone to report. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crime? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? The cancer rates are skyrocketing, though people are smoking less. If you live near a nuke, your life is bound to be a mess. The clean water is almost gone all over the earth. And what's left, they want to privatize and see how much it's worth. Chevron is gunning down the students of Nigeria, turning the land to waste while the babies die of diphtheria. And the weather's getting hotter, the world's forests are on fire. Pretty soon Brazil will be one raging funeral pyre. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? One in three adult Americans cannot read or write, and their children go to bed hungry every night. 2 million U.S. citizens are rotting behind bars, and while they're there, they're working hard, building parts for cars. The Army's running torture schools to keep the earth under control, and they're relocating Navajos so they can mine some extra coal. Our taxes pay McDonald's to sell tumors in Shanghai, while 100,000 poison vets are just about to die. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? Thank you. people are resisting wherever you may go. And this is the single biggest fact they don't want you to know. From New Delhi to New Mexico, there are battles going on. And the darkest hour is just before the dawn. In Berkeley and New York, they're raiding radio stations, trying to turn the voice of the people into the voice of the corporations. Will we seize the airwaves, wipe the sweat off of our brow, stand and face the beast and shout democracy now? Who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control? Heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? That we're living in these times? That we're living in these times?
I mean, believe these niggas. Star Spangled Banner.
I can't even, yo, fuck that. I'm not fucking with this shit. I'm not fucking
real
with none of these niggas.
That's how it's going down, niggas.
Straight RBG. Life.
Y'all are rock to me,
life.
Y'all niggas don't even know what time it is.
Yeah.
Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. FBI, CIA, the real terrorists. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. CIA, FBI, the real terrorists. You got to watch what you say in these days and times. It's a touchy situation, a lot of fear and emotion. September 11th, televised worldwide, suicide planes falling like bombs from out the sky. They wasn't aiming at us, not in my house. They hit the World Trade, the Pentagon, and almost got the White House. Now everybody walking around patriotic. How we gonna fight to keep freedom when we ain't got it? You wanna stop terrorists? Start with the U.S. imperialists. Ain't no track record like America. See, Bin Laden was trained by the CIA. But I guess if you a terrorist for the U.S., then it's okay, huh?
They try to make us think we crazy, but I know what they doing. They trying to put us back in slavery. Check it to get on welfare. You gotta get your fingerprints. Soon you gotta do eye scans to get your benefits. Now they got them cards to swipe. Ain't no more food stamps. Should've seen it coming. It's too late to get am. And everything got a barcode, so they know what you got, when you got it, and what you still owe. You seen them projects lately, you better watch it. Why they got us surrounded if money is the object? Why they use satellites to keep track of the criminals? Why they putting jails in school? Is it subliminal? Cameras everywhere to protect us from one another? Or is it the undercover disguise of Big Brother? And even freedom of speech is limited. Mad leaders done spoke up, and look at what these crackers did.
Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. FBI, CIA, the real terrorists. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. CIA, FBI, the real terrorists.
And you ain't got to believe me. Go ahead and listen to Bush, the dope pusher on the TV. What you think the war is for? Cause the greedy wanting more and more. We be hustling in the corridor. I would never join the military. One soldier to another, nigga, holler if you hear me. Going out to the best sons and daughters. Don't be a lamb getting led to the slaughter. I'ma keep riding when my mama released. Cause ain't no stopping us now, dog. Freedom before peace. They got a plan for us, we got a plan for them. And this time we gon' win. Who in? You out, you in. No doubt we men. Ain't no riding the fence. It's called self-defense. It makes sense when they tell us we got shackles on our brains. I'd be damned if I sit here and let them put us back in chains.
Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. FBI, CIA, the real terrorists. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. That's the politic. CIA, FBI, the real terrorists. We'll be right back.
Dr. Politic, George Bush is way worse than Bin Laden is. Know your enemy, know yourself. Dr. Politic, FBI, CIA, the real terrorist.
Oh, jeez.
In George Bush's America, the poor were not a priority. And after September 11, 2001, correcting America's social problems took a back seat to fear, panic, and a new set of priorities.
One way to express our unity is for Congress to set the military budget, the defense of the United States, as the number one priority and fully fund my request.
We've been selling a lot of chemical suits with the gloves and the hoods, and we've been selling a lot of gas masks.
I'm trying to get one for myself and my puppy.
Dennis Marks and his wife have been stocking up supplies.
Weapons, ammunition.
Walmart says after September 11th, gun sales surged 70%, ammunition up 140%. In Dallas, they're already taking pot shots at Osama bin Laden.
In the months following the 9/11 attacks, we Americans were gripped in a state of fear. None of us knew if we, too, would die at the hands of the evildoers, or who might be sitting next to some crazy guy trying to light his shoes on fire. The threat seemed very real.
It's probably a little paranoia or anything, but I'm not going to take the chance, that's all. Just try to protect myself and my family.
Our growing fears were turned into a handsome profit for many.
Mike Blake has seen a 30% increase in sales at ADT over the last month. Most of the people he talks to are still a little uneasy over these September 11th terrorist attacks.
How are we afraid of all these things? It's because a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it and a lot of careers off of it. And so there's vested interests, a lot of activity to keep us afraid.
And what better way to fight box-cutter-wielding terrorists than to order a record number of fighter jets from Lockheed? Yes, everyone felt safer, especially with the Army doing garbage detail on Park Avenue. And the greatest benefit of all of a terrorized public is that the corporate and political leaders can get away with just about anything.
Now, I've never seen a better example of cash and carry government than this Bush administration and Enron.
There were a lot of things that I didn't know after the World Trade Center attack, but one thing was clear. Whether it was before or after September 11th, a public that's this out of control with fear should not have a lot of guns or ammo laying around.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, does he fire six shots or only five? And I'll tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
If you
sending these weapons to our shore. With my hammer I break the chain, I will not remain in silence. I will stand and I will defend my right to fight against violence. No prison can contain the freedom that we gain when we move through fear. Laws of a civilized land are quite clear. Selling weapons to dictators who murder, starve, rape and torture is illegal. But there is timber, there is oil on Indonesian soil, and there's money to be made from the arms trade. Our boys need jobs, you shout it from the rooftop, but not one word of the lives lost or destroyed. I cannot believe you continue to deceive yourselves in this way. All the people that you pay to make the jet fighters. With my hammer I break the chain, I will not remain in silence. I will stand and I will defend my right to fight against violence. No prison can contain the freedom that we gain when we move through fear. January morning at B.A. Wharton, no one saw them, no one gave the warning. Hawkjet ZH-955 came alive to the sound of singing hammers, the hanging of banners, the scattering of seeds and ashes on its wings, and the women waited to see what justice brings. 2.4 million damage done. 13 million for a new one. We are not martyrs or heroines. We owe so much to our friends who held our courage in their hands. With my hammer I break the chain, I will not remain in silence. I will stand and I will defend my right to fight against violence. With my hammer I break the plane, I will not remain in silence. I will stand and I will defend my right to fight against violence. No prison can contain the freedom that we gain when we move through fear. And after half a year in jail, they came before a court of law, and the truth the jury heard and saw stunned them into silence. And then when the verdict came, not guilty, justice had been done, they're celebrating could begin again, dancing, laughing, praying, weeping, crying. And in East Timor they danced and laughed and cried some more. Of hope begin to settle on the ground.
gentle rain begins to
much law abortion. Smile with my power, I'll come down and give you a draw, sir.
The arms are ready.
That's right, I wear it, man.
Wait a minute. We think about this again.
When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all you crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and old quarry will be furled. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world. The bill will be proposed, section number one. We're shutting down the oil rigs and turning towards the sun. The air will be clean for all the boys and girls, 'cause we don't want your oil tankers, we just want the world. Face the executioner. Shut the logging camps all down. Get busy planting hemp. Leave the trees there in the ground. Life is too precious on this little spinning pearl. 'Cause we don't want your bulldozers, we just want the world. We'll be closing down the jails and fixing up the schools. Distributing those stocks and bonds, changing all the rules. We'll elect a CEO, maybe a rabbit or a squirrel. 'Cause we don't want your money, we just want the world. Swimming in the rivers and running to the hills, reading in the history books of wars and oil spills. If it's linear, we'll bend it. If it's a straight line, it'll curl. 'Cause we don't want your dead-end highway, we just want the world. When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all your crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and old quarry will be furled. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world.
We've come to the end of Dicey Radio, but is it the end of Dicey? That's up to you.
What are you gonna do with it?